Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
As we've been reporting, lawmakers on the Senate Intelligence Committee have voted to require intelligence agencies and the Pentagon to provide an unclassified report to Congress on unidentified aerial phenomena. It's an amazing story. Another amazing story, of course, is Peter Davenport from the National UFO Reporting Center. Peter, what do you have for us this week?
George, I'm delighted to be able to report that just this afternoon, after weeks of delays and falling behind the torrent of incoming UFO reports, I finally managed to catch up today with the accumulated reports and update the UFO Center website with the posting of almost 1,900 of the most recent reports, George. And a few of those I'll talk about in a moment. However, before I go into those reports, I'd like to tag on to my last week's report another sighting incident from the distant past that I find so intriguing that I'd hope to include it in that report last week. I suspect that members of the Coast audience recall that my UFO update last week focused on a possible UFO-related incident that was reported by Governor John Winthrop, first governor, I believe, of the Massachusetts Bay Colony, which, according to Governor Winthrop's diaries and notes, appears to have occurred near present-day Boston in the year 1639. The incident appears to have included possible abduction of three men in a boat. Well, I got so wrapped up in that report, George, that I ran short of time and didn't have time to present another outstanding past sighting case, this one from the year 1925, 95 years ago, near the city of Casper, Wyoming, which involved a schoolhouse full of pupils, most or perhaps all of whom apparently witnessed a very strange object hover near their school and then suddenly streak off in the daytime sky. The incident, of course, sounds somewhat reminiscent of the so-called aerial school sighting from Zimbabwe, Africa, in September of 1994 that has been so nicely covered by Coast. The Wyoming sighting, however, involved the mother of a woman who I believe is a regular Coast listener, George, and the incident apparently was so dramatic and so well documented by eyewitnesses at the time that the story made its way into at least one and perhaps several of the local Wyoming newspapers. If we have any listeners tonight from near Casper, Wyoming, who enjoy ferreting out stories from a newspaper morgue, please ask them to send me an email and we can communicate. Well, now finally touching on more recent cases, I'd like to focus on the state of South Carolina, which I've mentioned so many times on Coast. Something is taking place there. Four reports briefly, just summarized. On Wednesday, the 17th of June, just last week, a woman reports she saw a very strange red fireball that apparently came out of the water, or appeared to, and hovered for several seconds. I don't know the exact duration. 2 hours later, a gentleman reports something very similar, four lights coming on at a time, sequentially, maybe 15 seconds along, each one of them. And two more reports that I think I'll just skip over, but just briefly, one of them has a father and son reporting that an object appeared, it split into two, the second object split again, making three, and one of the daughter products split again, making four objects that hovered for almost a minute above the water. I hope that somebody in South Carolina is picking up on this and will do a newspaper article and maybe an investigation. But that's how the world looks from my seat, George, and I'm delighted to be able to share these incidents with the Coast audience.
They keep coming in, Peter. Peter's website, UFOCenter.com. If you see something, go to that website.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to CoastToCoastAM.com for more.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, guys. Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
In the recent history of documentary filmmaking, one scene stands out above all. The hot mic bathroom confession of Robert Durst in The Jinx. Now the person responsible for that moment, Sareb Kaufman, stepson of the victim, friend of the murderer, star of the documentary, for the first time ever, shares why he believes you're watching the furthest thing from the truth on this exclusive episode of Murder Homes. Listen to Murder Homes on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.